Recently I was reading a sadhaka's prayer to the holy name. It was such a very heart-rending prayer. In the path of Krishna consciousness, if one wants to be very securely situated at the feet of Krishna, very safe and secure and cheerfully situated, then one should adopt this particular mood in spiritual life in general and in especially approaching the holy name. Generally, we always think in terms of I and mine. What will please me? What am I satisfied with? What I want? What I don't like? So as long as we think in terms of what I like and what I don't like and what I want and things like that, we become very frustrated, even in Krishna consciousness. Even if you have all the necessary spiritual facilities, Lord is coming as a holy name, as a devotional books, as a deity, as prasad, as devotees, and a devotional ambience, atmosphere. Lord may come in a million forms, and still we will feel that I am not satisfied. We think in terms of I and mine. But if one wants to genuinely relish Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ideal role model for all his followers. So Krishna himself said such a role, adopting the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he relishes the mellows of devotional service. And he's constantly crying tears of love. How is he able to do that? Because he has adopted a particular type of consciousness. So that consciousness is always thinking in terms of how can I please Krishna? How can I satisfy Krishna? Which is seva vritti, just the opposite of what I like and what I don't like and what I want and what I don't want. So this prayer of the sadhaka, he talks about the different facets of a Vaishnava's, a sadhaka's life. So he talks about this, like he prays. He says that how one should always be thinking oneself to be a helpless fool who is very restless in mind and who is unable to overcome the pushings and pullings of the material world and who is struggling hard to advance in spiritual life, who needs the help of Krishna and his devotees in his advancement in Krishna consciousness. So he's praying, oh my dear Lord, I have a false pride which is like as hard as diamond. Please melt my false ego. He also prays that I always see differences between who is my friend, who is my enemy, who will benefit me and who will not benefit me. Let me always be a samadarshi. Let me be equipoised in my observation of all people around me, because everyone is a Vaishnava. Let me not see these differences, consider somebody to be my enemy and create enmity with him, because of which my heart becomes filled with aversion and anger. And let me not develop lusty attachments to the worldly objects around me and forget the real goal of attaining shelter at your feet. Please kindly remove all my unnecessary attachments that bind me to this world. And please draw me towards you. You are always radiating with mercy, compassion and beauty, the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna. But I am so foolish that leaving your shelter, I am always seeking shelter of other things in the world. So please, do not neglect me or ignore me. Please guide me and enlighten me. Please protect me and save me. Always draw me towards you by attracting me, because you have this attractive potency of being all attractive. Please attract me towards you, even if I am apparently not interested. Please remove all the thorns of my heart, like the lust, pride and envy, anger, illusion, greed, which are constantly nagging me in my heart and not letting me to approach you. Instead, fill up my heart with divine virtues like humility, pridelessness, simplicity, honesty, and eagerness to serve Vaishnavas. fill up my heart with all the divine virtues. And once my heart becomes filled with virtues, then I will always be eager to serve you. You are my mother, you are my father, you are my friend, you are my relative, you are my be-all and end-all, you are my wealth, you are my wisdom. And there is nothing in this world that I possess other than you. You are my protector, master, guide, friend in all respects. So when you are the only shelter, then why do you let me wander in this world alone, like this, facing all kinds of adversities and obstacles? Make me your servant, make me your instrument in your hands, and chastise me, correct me, guide me. So he offers prayers like this. There are many prayers like this. So some of this I read from my book of Maharaj Swami. So these prayers are very wonderful for a sadhaka to constantly remember and pray. Because if we keep remembering this kind of prayers in our heart, one can get a constant help from Krishna. As he says, Nadame buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. I will make the way for my devotee to return back to me. My devotee need not fear in this world. He's not alone. I'm always with my devotee. Prabhupada says, just as when you walk on the road, the moon comes along with you. Similarly, the Lord is actually antaryami, or the witnessing Lord in the heart of every living being. And he walks with us. Wherever we go, wherever we sit, wherever we lie down, sleep or eat, or whatever we do, he is with us. And one can very easily get his help if one can offer prayers like this. Harinam Prabhu ki.